just want to say thank you to the Lord for allowing, hallelujah, our angel to be in the house today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then she came singing. When she and her sister first came, they came singing and worshiping and praising and working. Hallelujah. And there's just a song. There is a sound that goes up when people worship from their heart. Hallelujah. And we know Evangelist Botine was a songstress. Hallelujah. Oh, but those old songs sung from the heart, like we heard Mother sing today. We just grateful to the Lord. One more day. Hallelujah. To hear her lift her voice in praise. Ah, in spite of what she's going through, giving her God the praise. Hallelujah. God's got her here for a purpose, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful. You know, you learn how to walk this walk by watching the saints. Hallelujah. You learn how to suffer by watching the saints, and we learn how to die right. Song says, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you die right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah. Watch those that are going through and yet got a praise to give to the Lord. We just thank the Lord. I think I hear my voice coming back a little bit. I was trying to holler with that song, and I don't have a hollering voice, but y'all help me. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. One.
Hallelujah.
In my distress, He'll likely will help me. Kindly will He ever loves and
cares for His own. Hallelujah.
I must tell Jesus.
day this is. It's another day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior we serve on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord for all the songs of Zion that go up before the Lord, and for all the testimonies of deliverance, amen, that God has brought to his people. We look out and we see the sunshine. It's another day. Sometimes you'll just look out and say, hello, sunshine. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's the way life is sometimes. Sometimes there's darkness. Sometimes life gets cloudy. The weather gets cloudy sometimes. But after the clouds are over, amen, the sun shines. And I thank God for the cloudy days in my life. But I thank God that every cloudy day in my life was followed by some sunshine. And I love the Lord. What a wonderful Savior. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ. All of our officials, pastors and sisters, pastors, our deacons, saints and friends, we say praise the Lord. Amen. What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord. And so glad to, amen, have my family here from Switzerland. And surprise me, and so, amen, praise God, amen, thank them so much, touch my heart, we thank God for my precious family, and amen, we have been fishing, and as a matter of fact, we fished last night till about 9 o'clock at night, amen, thank you, Jesus, so we're happy. I'm so glad that my granddaughter loves to go fishing. I got my oldest grandson, he does too. Amen. And my, you know, my youngest son, Artie, he always loves it. They've been fishing me out. Amen. Between Artie and them. So, but I've enjoyed every moment of it. Amen. It's so wonderful. Family is so important. Amen. And we thank God for our families. And we thank God for each one of you that have made it out to the house of the Lord on this day. And I don't know, I'm feeling like, almost like Deacon Calvert, get real radical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. Sometimes you just got to get radical for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just show out. Hallelujah. Kick your feet up. Throw your shoes up in there. That's all right. Glory to God. Amen. Throw your handkerchief up. Do something different. Hallelujah. Amen. Jump up and down or something. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the devil know you're still happy in the Lord. Amen. God's folks are, as a matter of fact, the Bible says that we are a royal priesthood. He said we are a peculiar people. And as a peculiar people, we do peculiar things. Amen. We love the Lord. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. But now it's time for the word. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you. I'm enjoying myself in this life. I really am. In spite of what I see going on and what I hear about. I'm not moved by all this stuff. I'm still enjoying the Lord. I'm determined every day, Mother Duncan, to make my day good. Don't care how I feel, what the news is. I gotta find something out of the recesses of my soul that tell me that I'm a child of the King. I'm the one of the King's sons, so you're one of the King's daughters, and we gotta tell ourselves that. We gotta be like David. The Bible said he when he went through all of his distresses, he said David encouraged himself in his God. And sometimes that's what we have to do as saints of God. Sometimes we just have to encourage ourselves, because the devil want to bring all kinds of stuff to us. But I thank God that what keeps me going is the power of God's word. So I come to the house of God to receive his word. And the scripture has declared that, amen, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? So God has sent the preacher to bring us a word from heaven. I'm listening for it. Stand on your feet. Let's receive our sister pastor, Ella Thomas, Dr. Percy, Jr., Sr. In the name of Jesus, preach the word. Look, and he looked sharp today.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our heads. Father, in your sweet holy name, Lord, we thank you for this assembly. Lord, we ask it in your sweet name, Jesus, that you bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is good. And he's good all the time. You know, I was thinking something that happened to me not too long ago. Well, maybe about a year or so. And, of course, I live in a small community. And I believe I was doing some work at my uncle's house. And a lot of times of those of you all who know me, you know I do carpentry work. And I have a lot of tools sometimes stored in my truck. When I work, if I'm in haste, I put things in my truck. And that's why I have them at until the next day. But this particular evening, I was sort of like, I guess, tired somewhat. And I jumped out of my truck. And I went in my house. And that next day, I went out. And somebody had left the doors of my truck open. They went next door, and they left the doors of their vehicle open. And somebody had stolen something from me in the night. They left the doors open so that they wouldn't make any noise. And I thought about if I had known the thief was coming, I would have been ready for him. But a lot of times when that happens, you don't know when it's going to happen. And that's the same way that it's going to be when the Lord comes. Yes, the Bible says that he's going to come as a thief in the night. Be ready, because the day of the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. Yes. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to turn to the book of Thessalonians. We're going to read out of chapter 5, Thessalonians, chapter 5. We're going to begin at verse 1. First Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. If you have it, say amen. Amen. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Amen. For God has not appointed us to wrath, right, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we awake or sleep, we should live together with him. Yes. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. Amen. 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 You may be seated. He's coming as a thief in the night. So be ready. Be ready. You know, I believe that what makes this season so critical to saints is because it's a season not like any other. Things that are going on in the world today, things that are happening all around us, it's a time period where that you really have to watch. It's a time period where you really need to be sober or alert. Because if you're not alert, you can get carried away in the things of the world. Amen. Now, what I'm more so looking at, or what I more so want you to concentrate on, is the mind that you have toward the things of the world and the mindset that you have toward the things of God. I want you to look at that. How is your mind? And are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? We have heard preachers preaching. We have heard teaching on the rapture. We have heard this. But we don't really know when the Lord is going to come. But he can come at any time. And the emphasis is, what I would really like for you to look at is that how bad will it really get? How bad will it really get? How bad? Will you be, or will you have a mind to worship him? Will you have a mind to be steadfast? Or will you compromise? What will you do? What will you do when the pressure is turned up? What will you do when trouble comes down your street? Now, yes, we have afflictions. Yes, we have things that come upon us. But when the trials and temptations, when everything is really turned up, what will you do? And will it really get that bad? Will it really? Think about it. The Bible says it gives several illustrations dealing with the thief in the night. And it gives several illustrations in the book of Revelation stating that he will come quickly. He's going to come as a thief in the night. He is going to come quickly. The Bible gives an illustration. And the Bible, if you read it chronologically, if you read it in order, you'll see that He states in the Bible that after the tribulation period comes, then the Lord will come. How bad will it get? How bad will it get before he calls his people out? How bad will it get? Will you compromise? Or would you hold on? The message today is to encourage you to hold on. Hold on. Don't transgress, but hold on. Because really, you don't know how bad it is. There are people in other countries going through a whole lot of stuff that we haven't been going through. There's people in other nations, really, in a sense, they have to stand. When they do stand, they forfeit their lives in other countries. How bad will it get? Oh, we go through stuff. People don't like us. People don't like the stand that we stand for. But what I'm saying to you is maintain the course. Hold on. Don't compromise. Because you got to be ready. Be ready. Be ready. The day of the Lord, point number one, the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. So be ready. Ye are children of the light. Ye are children of the light. And as a child of the light, there's a certain way that you have to behave. There's a certain attire that you have to have on. There's a certain form that you have to let it abide in you. If you have the Spirit of God in you, you should be acting a certain way. Because if you have the Spirit of God in you, and if you're acting contrary, you need to check yourself. Why? Because you have to be ready. You have to be. This is a serious thing. You have to be ready. Because the Lord can come at any time. Lord have mercy. The Bible says that you should not render evil for evil unto any man, but follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. In other words, what it's saying is keep yourself clean. Just because somebody else is nasty on the job don't mean you have to be nasty. Just because somebody else is always criticizing and they have a lot of things in our life far as envy and strife and bickerness, don't mean you have to be that. You have to monitor yourself. You have to watch yourself. Why? Because when the Lord cleans, when he comes, when he cleans, I'm going to use this phrase. When he cleans, he's going to clean whatever you swept under the rug, he's going to get that too. You're not going to be able to hide, because if you dirt, when he cleans, he cleans. And if there's dirt in your life that you've tried to hide, he's going to get that too. Because he sees it all. He sees it all. He sees it all. There's no use me preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if I'm living a hypocritical life, he's going to get me too. Are you ready? Lord have mercy. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yes. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Pray
not ceasing.
When somebody has a mind to pray, they have a mind to want to have a relationship with God. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. If I'm around you all the time and you give me indication, you're going to give me some type of indication of how you are, because it's going to be by the way you act and the way you respond when nobody else is around. I know you then. I know you. Because when you are at a place where there's nobody else around, a lot of times the mask comes down. The mask come off. A lot of men, a lot of women and husbands, they know how their spouse is. They do. Because you can't wear that mask all the time. And sometime or another, that mask is going to come down. You might have a form, but that mask is going to come down sometime. And I really know who you are. Pastors do this all the time. When they really want to know how somebody is or how they are or how they really act, they just give it a little time. They're going to see. They just give it a little time. They're going to see what type of fruit you bring forth in your life. It's going to take a little time. You know, sometimes you don't see fruit come on, fruit trees all of a sudden. But sometimes there's a process. There's a process. You know, it takes a little time, takes a little time. You can see how it's forming. You can look at the buds on the tree. If you keep going back and looking at it, after a while you see a little green thing begin to form. You keep back. You see that early stages of that fruit, you can see it. And then after a while, you're going to see if it's going to bring forth fruit or not. And it's the same way dealing with the life of a saint or anybody. You're going to see what type of fruit they're going to bring forth. The Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. Are you ready? Are you ready? Lord, have mercy. One of the devastating things that I think about, what people really don't understand or what they really don't see, is that when he comes, he's going to come as a thief in the night. But not only that, when he comes, he's going to come quickly. He's going to come quickly. I'm going to emphasize that he's going to come quickly. Really and truly, most people, they really don't know the day that they're going to die. They don't know. If they knew that how they were going to die, and they knew by what method they were going to die, they would say, I got rid of that scoundrel a long time ago. I knew he never did like me, no way. You know, I knew if he was going to take my life, I would have got rid of that scoundrel a long time ago. But a lot of folks don't know. They don't know how they're going to meet their demise. They don't know if they're going to be going down the road. They don't know. They don't know if they're going to be at the house. They don't know. They don't know how it's going to happen. I know a woman once, apparently she was in pretty good health. And she loved to watch sports. She loved to watch sports. I knew of this woman. And they say I don't know if it's the Super Bowl, or I don't know exactly what day it was, but she went to her and she decided in her mind that she was going to fix her some fried chicken. Apparently she likes fried chicken. And she made the fried chicken and she cooked the fried chicken. And they said they found her, I believe it was the next day, and she had a chicken bone that stuck in her throat. And she died by the chicken bone. No doubt she was sitting there having a good time watching the game and shouting her favorite team on, Wasn't nobody there to help the lady to retrieve the chicken bone. And she died. Can you imagine dying in a state and in some sense you have stepped out of time and the trumpet sounds and the dead, not the dead in Christ rising first, no, the other one, the great white throne of judgment. There you standing before the great white throne of judgment and it's going to seem like it's going to happen in an instant. You may have been in the dead. You may have been in a grave, dead for thousands of years. But in that individual's life, it's going to seem like it was when they laid down and they went to sleep. And they woke up just like an alarm clock wakes you up in the morning. You wake up and you find out that you're standing before the great white throne of judgment. That's a bad time. You have to be ready. The Bible says that those, the dead in Christ, they're going to be changed. They're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in there. The dead in Christ. The dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. But those that remain, the Bible says, they're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and you can't meet that mandate if you're not ready. You got to be ready. Lord have mercy. Are you ready? Two. Now we're going to three. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in them shall be burned up. The Bible speaks, I believe it's in Revelation. It talks about the day of the Lord. It talks about the battle that's going to be fought by the saints. I believe they're going to be on white horses. It talks about that. It talks about the battle that's going to be fought. It talks about how that the beast and the false prophets are going to be cast into the lake. And it talks about, it also states that that old Lucifer going to be cast in the bottomless pit. And there's going to be 1,000 years of peace. Now here is a stumbling block. A day with the Lord is if 1,000 years. One day. And 1,000 years is as one day. Then after that, he's going to be released. Least for a season. Then you're going to have the great white throne of judgment. Then I believe everything else is going to be consumed. It's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. But my point to you is also this. We don't know how bad it's going to get. We don't know how bad it's going to get. But the appeal for this text, this sermon, is to be ready. Hold on, because the Lord, he really knows how much you can stand. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen as far as who's going to get to be the president of the United States. But what I'm saying this, you better get your head, you better hold on tight. Because some stuff is going to come. You better hold on tight. Because some stuff is going to come. Be ready, because it can happen We don't know how things are. We can't see. If we could see everywhere, if the Lord would just give us just a glimpse, just a little glimpse of what he sees, far as dealing with time, far as dealing with how everything is orchestrated, how everything is going together, how close that we really are, it probably shake you up. Probably shake you up real, real good. Because you don't know. Be ready. Be ready. The day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. Be ready. The day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. It will come quickly. The day of the Lord will come. Be ready. Hold on. Hold on. Doesn't matter how bad it gets. Hold on. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I would like to know if there's one today, if you have been moved by the word and the Lord is dealing with your mind right now, this is your opportunity to come. Because I really don't know how much time that one has left. I don't know how much time I have left. But I'm thinking that if the Lord was in your life, and I know with a surety, if the Lord was your Savior, I know that you'll be all right. Won't you come today? Won't you come today? Won't you come? Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Concerning salvation, the Bible says that one must repent. It goes on further to say that one must be washed in water or baptized in water in the name of Jesus. And the Bible goes on to say that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's up to you. Won't you come today? Won't you come? If there's one that needs prayer, if there's some type of illness or affliction that's going on in your body, if you want prayer, you may come. You may come. There's something going on in your family and you want the Lord to intervene, you may come. Won't you come today? Thank you, Jesus. Won't you come? Hallelujah. Won't you come? There's another to come. Thank you.
work's undone. He's coming again so soon. Let's sing a little of that song. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Comes through and 80 and 90 people are killed and hundreds of others are wounded. Just having a good time. Suddenly it happened. Glory to God. And I believe that they look at Turkey. They tried to take over the government in a coup. Glory to God. Things are happening. Hallelujah. And I believe God sent that word today. It's a warning to us. Amen. We got to get ourselves ready. We got to get right with God, because he's coming as a thief in the night. And the Bible says he's coming when you least expect it. And I believe that we're living in a time now where folks least expect God to come. They should be preaching that, but I'm telling you, I'm concerned about the attitude of church people. Amen. Business as usual. We got to get serious about God, serious about serving God, because tomorrow is just not promised to us. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the Lord. God, help us to be ready. Help us to be ready. Help us to be ready. Be ready when he comes. Not ready today, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we plead. Oh, it's coming again so soon. Help us to say, down in our soul, whatever my lot has taught us to say, it is well, it is well with our soul. Sickness and affliction are coming upon the people. Diseases are prevalent. Hallelujah. Oh God, there's murder in the land. Jesus. Oh God, there's confusion in the land. Jesus. But we know that thou art still God. Hallelujah. When everything has failed, we know that you're still God and you never fail. Let our faith now be increased. Oh God, let our resolve be more determined to hold on and see what the end's going to be. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord, help our unbelief. Help us to eat of your word. Let us not treat your word lightly. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you for your word, Lord. And we take heed to your warning. And we serve you with a fervent heart and a fervent spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God again for his word. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. Amen. To see what the end's going to be. Believe I run on and see what the end's going to be. There's something at the end waiting for me. God bless you. Get ready to receive the offering. Amen. It's part of our worship service.